Fayette Planning and Zoning Commission, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, could you please take the roll call?
Oh, Commissioner Jarnes, present. Commissioner Summers?
Present.
Commissioner Estelle?
Here.
Commissioner Kobluk?
I'm here.
Commissioner Longton?
Absent.
Commissioner Pike?
Present.
Commissioner Poole?
Present.
And Chair Lady Lundy?
Present.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven present, one absent.
Okay, we have a quorum. This evening, are there any additions or changes to the agenda? I have one, which is to add the approval of our January 9th special meeting minutes as item 5B. Are there any others? Okay, is there a motion to add that to item 5B?
I'll make a motion to add the January 9th meeting minutes.
Okay, first by Commissioner Pike, seconded by Commissioner Estelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Probably should have let you finish.
So now moving on to item 5, now 5A, is approval of the December 12th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Okay, moved and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Summers. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Abstain.
And so they are approved. Item 5B is approval of the January 9th, 2024 special meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Okay, moved and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Poole. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? The minutes are approved.
I like this pace.
At this point, I will ask for remarks from the public, items not relating to items on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak, please.
Douglas Schwartz, I'm from Groton. This is in reference to the alleged P&Z special use permit hearings that are ongoing for the quarry to go right across the river at the former Dow property at Mount Decatur. There's a letter, Exhibit 25, in the alleged documents related to this application from a couple, the LaPierres, who just built a new house at Breezy Point, right on the water, I believe. Their concern is among other things, the blasting. The plan is to dig into the mountain to quarry it from the west, and that will insulate the people living to the south and to the east of Route 12 from the noise, supposedly. They're calling it a bowl of silence. Many of you know what I'm talking about, the cone of silence on Get Smart, where Maxwell Smart and the chief sat underneath the cones.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's got to point it right across the river. It's only about 600 or 700 feet. There's also the issue of eagles. There's a year-round resident population of eagles in that part of the river. Of course, the dust, the water main under the river that Groton Utilities has. Groton Utilities is not happy with this. They received notice on the eve of the first hearing, literally the afternoon before, and their engineer had to quickly respond the following morning of the hearing. They want leak tests on all their lines within a mile of there. It's only about 600 or 700 feet from the Montville border. They're going to be quarrying right up to the train tracks almost, very close to the river. There's also the issue of sediment. And any of you who've ever heard fireworks in Norwich Harbor, you know how it echoes off. So this is going to get blasted right across the river. It's not just the LaPierres. You're going to have a lot of other irate Uncasville residents. So I would urge this commission. You received a referral on this, I believe, in early December. might have been a little bit earlier. I would urge this commission to join the many outside parties who are advocating not only for the historic preservation of Mount Decatur, but against this misplaced quarry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Ann Roberts Pearson of 4 Anderson Drive in Gales Ferry, and I'm here to just say a few words about the same topic that can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
On the same topic that Mr. Schwartz is talking about. I'm a citizen, a member of the Citizens Alliance for Land Use, and yes, we wanted to make sure that you had all seen the October 31st letter from our Town of Lydiard Land Use Department. So the letter is dated October 31st, and it was sent to Katie Herring, your town clerk, from our planner, Juliet Hodge, in regards to this Gales Ferry intermodal application. And she gives you the link to the Lydiard Planning and Zoning, and she's asking Ms. Herring, please pass it along to the proper authorities for their review and comment. So I hope that this commission has received that memo from your town clerk. That was October 31st, and it is Exhibit 10 in this Gales Ferry Intermodal Planning and Zoning Application. And then again, Ms. Herring received a communication on December 1st, which is Exhibit 18, in the Lydiard Planning and Zoning application, sharing the information that the original, let me see, I'm losing my time. The original November 16 beginning of the public hearing had been maxed out to capacity of our town council annex, and so that she was giving the town clerk of Montville the December 14th date and the new venue, which is the Lydiard Middle School. So to bring you up to speed, we are this will be the fourth public hearing session on this application, coming up on Thursday, February 8th, where more public testimony will be allowed. So yes, if the Montville Planning and Zoning would like to comment on this application, we urge you to put a letter either way, if you think it's great, if you have concerns. Any kind of communication from Montville would be welcomed by the Lydiard Planning and Zoning. And yes, we also hope that you will go on the Town of Lydiard website, and I'm going to give you some information to hand out. But yes, this is the letter that Mr. Schwartz is referencing from Phil and Denise LaPierre of 6 Point Breeze Road, and that letter was not dated itself, but it was entered into our Land Use Department's record on December, 11th or 14th. So it is in now as a formal exhibit. If I may, just to give you some information, Citizens Alliance for Land Use has a great website called LydiardCALU.com, and we have a lovely flyer with our website on it, which will immediately link you to everything you need to know to the town of Lydiard's planning and zoning application. Is it permitted that I pass this out?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I don't know if I have enough for everybody, but if not, feel free to take your phone and take a photo of my button, because our website is right on here. That might be the fastest. I'm a digital dinosaur, but I'm being brought kicking and screaming into the modern day by people like Mr. Schultz, who are so technically adept.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bear with the scratch on the front. We've been handing out flyers for many months now, and we need to print some more. So it's up to you. Who wants paper and who
Actually,
wants...
Actually, you can just give it to the...
There we go. All right.
That way they have
so thank you for your attention, and it's been a pleasure finding the town hall. This is my first visit here. And I think I was here
Was Marshall Vaughn's?
Yes.
Marshall Vaughn. Mm-hmm. I remember having meetings with Marshall Vaughn here. For what reason? It eludes me right now, but it was years ago, and may she rest in peace. Marshall
yes.
Vaughn was a good one.
Thank you. All right, would anyone else like to make a comment? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to item 7 on the agenda, which is our public hearing discussion and decision. First is item A, public hearing 23ZC4, zoning regulation text amendment to add section 4.11.14, amend sections 1.3, 5.2.7, 6.2.6, 7.2.5, 8.2.8, 9.2.6, 9B.2.4, 10.2.6, 11.2.5, 12.2.15, delete sections 5.3.3, 6.3.3, 7.3.3, 8.3.1, 9.3.1, and add, quote, this section left intentionally blank, end quote, regarding family and group child care home and child care center. The applicant is the Town of Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. The date of receipt was December 12, 2023. There is not a due date for the decision required. And the public hearing says public hearing opened this evening.
If you're going to open.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
First and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Summers. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Meredith, can you tell us a little bit about this, please?
Sure. Meredith Badaluca, Assistant Planner for the record. First, I need to read into the record the exhibit list. Exhibit 1, copy of the application for proposed amendment to zoning regulations. Number 2, original application signed by PZC Chairperson Sarah Lundy, dated December 4th, 2023. Number 3, email to the Town Clerk's Office requesting proposed amendment to zoning regulations be posted in the Town Clerk's Office on December 6th, 2023. Number 4, date stamped copy of posted proposed amendments to the zoning regulations received by the Town Clerk's Office on December 6, 2023 at 10:04 a.m. Number 5, copy of letter to CCOG in accordance with Connecticut General Statute 8-7DF, dated December 6, 2023. Number 6, copies of emailed letters to area municipalities dated December 6, 2023. 6A was to the Town Clerk, Town of Waterford. 6B, Town Clerk, Town of Salem. 6C, Town Clerk, Town of Preston. 6D, City Clerk, City of Norwich. 6E, Town Clerk, Town of Ledyard. 6F, Town Clerk, Town of East Lyme. 6G, Town Clerk, Town of Basra. Exhibit 7, copy of email from Town Attorney advising additional revision dated 12-12-23. 8, revised, amended, and deleted sections of zoning regulations. 9, revised redline sections of zoning regulations. 10, email to Town Clerk's Office requesting revised proposed amendment to zoning regulations be posted in the Town Clerk's Office on December 14th, 2023. 11, date stamped copy of posted revised proposed amendments to zoning regulations received by the Town Clerk's Office December 14th, 2023 at 11:13 a.m. 12, copy of letter to CCOG with revised proposed amendment to zoning regulations dated December 14th, 2023. Carbon copy to Town Clerks of Montville, Basra, East Lyme, Ledyard, Norwich, Preston, Salem, and Waterford. 13, public hearing notice published in the Day newspaper on January 12th and January 19th, 2024. 14, public hearing notice posted to the Town of Montville website on January 9th, 2024. 15, assistant planner comments dated January 5th, 2024. 16, comment letter from CCOG dated 1-16-2024. The proposal is to amend regulations pursuant to Public Act 23-142, an act concerning certain protections for group and family child care homes. Public Act became effective on October 1st, 2023, and states, no zoning regulation shall treat any family child care home or group child care home located in a residence and licensed by the Office of Early Childhood pursuant to Section 17B-733, Chapter 368A, in a manner different from a single or multi-family dwelling. It further states in part, zoning regulations shall not prohibit the operation in a residential zone of any family child care home or group child care home located in a residence or require any special zoning permit or special zoning exemption for such operation. Section 17A-77, child care services defined, further defines a child care center, group child care home, and family child care home, which are definition references. It defines a child care center as follows. A child care center which offers or provides a program of supplementary care to more than 12 related or unrelated children outside their own home on a regular basis. Public Act 23-142 provides that no later than December 1st, 2023, and annually thereafter, each municipality shall submit to the Office of Policy and Management a sworn statement from the Chief Executive Officer of the municipality stating that the municipality's zoning regulations are in compliance or the specific time frame within which the municipality will bring its zoning ordinance into compliance. On November 14, 2023, Mayor Bunnell provided said letter stating the Town of Montville's zoning ordinances and regulations are not in compliance, and he anticipates that they will be brought into compliance with these requirements by April 1, 2024. The proposed text amendment has been reviewed by our town attorney, Matt Willis. The application was referred to CCOG on December 6th and the revised draft on December 14th as required. The application was also referred to adjacent towns as a courtesy. No responses were received from the towns. CCOG did state that they received it and they don't feel that it would be an issue. The application was posted in the office of the town clerk on December 6th and the revised draft on December 14th as required. The public hearing notice was posted in the day paper on January 12th and January 19th as required. And there is a copy of the amendments in your packet, I believe, and I will read into the record what it says. Amend the following sections as stated below. 1.3 definitions, daycare. Child care center, group child care home, or family child care home as defined in section 19A-77 of the federal statute as may be amended from time to time. Sections 5.2.7, 6.2.6, 7.2.5, 8.2.8, 9.2.6, 9B.2.4 read the following. Nursery schools, family child care home, and group child care home facilities. Sections 10.2.6, 11.2.5 read child care center, 12 or more children. Section 12.2.15, nursery school and child care center serving more than 12 children. Delete the following sections and add, in parentheses, this section left intentionally blank for sections 5.3.3, 6.3.3, 7.3.3, 8.3.1, 9.3.1, and add the following section 4.11.14, family child care home or group child care home. A family child care home or group child care home located in a residence is permitted.
Thank you very much, Meredith.
Take a drink.
Are there any questions for Meredith this time? Commissioner Poole?
Does this make those properties commercial?
No.
It's now a business.
It's still a single family or multifamily residence.
Making money.
Yep, and we do allow home occupations. And also the state's telling you.
Well, the state does a lot of things. You know, they get half of it right and the other half we're left to pick up pieces. So I'd be concerned that this makes it a commercial in a residential district. Do they still have to apply for special permits?
You're not allowed to.
We can't say that you have to have come before the board and tell us you're going to do that. You just get to hang out a shingle in a residential area and say, I'm going to take care of child care.
You have to get a license from the state.
Yeah. Yeah. And does the state solicit the neighboring people around the abutting property for their input?
We don't do that for a home occupation. You could have a home occupation at your house, and it would be a permit issued by the zoning officer.
This is very interesting.
So we can't tax them differently than this.
You get a tax. You get a separate tax bill. So if you have a home occupation, you get a separate tax bill for that home occupation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
I'm sorry. Awesome. Any other questions for Meredith?
Just so I can be clear, that means that anybody in my neighborhood, let's for my neighborhood, for example, 62 houses up off of Black Ash, all of us can have a child care.
If you meet the requirements of 19A-77.
Okay, thanks.
And you're licensed, yeah.
Got it, thank you.
For an open up child care.
Okay. There is a suggested motion in the staff memo. Would anyone like to make it and read it into the record?
Okay, I'll make the motion. I make a motion to approve application 23Z Charlie 4 to add section 4.11.14, comma, amend section 1.3, comma, 5.2.7, comma, 6.2.6, comma, 7.2.5, comma, 8.2.8, comma, 9.2.6, comma, 9B, dot 2.4, comma, 10.2.6, comma, 11.2.5, comma, 12.2.15, comma, and delete section 5.3.3, comma, 6.3.3, comma, 7.3.3, comma, 8.3.1, comma, 9.3.1, comma, and add this section left intentionally blank regarding family and group child care home and child care center. The effective date of this amendment is January 29th, 2024.
Chairperson Lundy?
Yes.
We do have to close the public hearing and make sure there's no public comment.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'll make a motion to close our
public hearing.
Public hearing.
We got to make sure there's no.
Yes. So at this time, we'll ask for public comment. Would anyone like to speak in favor of the application? Would anyone like to speak against the application? For the application? Against the application? For the application? Against the application? Okay, the public hearing has been closed. Right? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
Public hearing has been closed. We do have a motion already read into the record. Would you like to make that motion again? But you don't need to read it into the record.
I'll make a motion that what I read back in the
second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote.
Okay, make a roll call vote for this.
I do have a comment I'm interested in making.
Okay.
When these rules come from on high, I would appreciate, I don't know how it could be done, but I would appreciate hearing from our legislators as to why they thought this was a good idea, bad idea. Just a little paragraph from our legislatures who impose these requirements upon us to say what their opinion is and why.
I believe that information could probably be found online, so we can do some research.
Yes. And include it in this package. I'd like to read what they have to.
You have to remember, we've got a lot of family, but I call you a single family, and also families where the mother, father, mother, whatever,
are
both employed. So when the kids come home from school, you know, they're not like what some kids just have to stay home by themselves.
I just can't think place where they can stay until I came from Bridgeport or some other place. But what does our Montville legislators think about this?
Oh, you want to know what our town council has to say about
our legislator.
You know, like
the person who says this public act,
like Kevin Ryan and crew.
Okay.
And why they voted for or against.
Just a comment for Commissioner Poole. There was a legislative breakfast this morning put on by the Greater Norwich Area Chamber of Commerce, and our representatives were there. And
would have been a good time to ask.
It was open to the public with a small fee, and you could ask those questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think they put on 3 or 4 a year.
Mm. They won't let me bring guns.
Just go up to Hartford.
All right, so. Without any further discussion on the table, let's take a vote.
Okay, Commissioner Discharge is 4. Commissioner Summers?
4.
Commissioner Stell?
In favor.
Commissioner Kubelik?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton? Not here. Commissioner Pike?
In favor.
Commissioner Poole?
Reluctantly.
In favor. There's no R. Okay. And Commissioner Lundy?
In favor.
What's your reluctantly? 4?
Yes.
Okay. We're all in favor.
Okay. Thank you very much. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is old business. This is discussion and decision of 23-1, 958 Route 163, parcel ID 046-008-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is the Navar Company / Dean Fisk for a proposed one lot re-subdivision. We did discuss this at our last meeting, and the application has since been withdrawn.
I'll wish for that.
Item 8. I'm sorry.
Can I read the letter into the record? We received a letter dated January 16th, 2024, to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission from Dean Fisk, the Navar Company applicant and owner. His address is 677 South Main Street in Cheshire, Connecticut, 06410. Please accept this letter to withdraw my application above from the next meeting scheduled for January 23rd, 2024. Hopefully we will be able to resubmit soon. Thank you for your time on this matter. Sincerely, Dean Frisk, owner, the Navar Company.
Thank you very much. Item 8B under old business is 23-3, 145 Moxley Road, parcel ID 009-002-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. The applicant property owner is Sunmar RAF Builders, LLC, for a two-lot subdivision. This was approved with conditions on October 24th, 2023, and they have requested a 90-day extension of time to file Mylar plans. Meredith, do you have any additional information?
I do. We received a letter dated January 18th, 2024 from John B. Chase. It was addressed to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission, care of myself, Meredith Badaluca, Assistant Planner, 310 Norwich New London Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut, 06382, regarding 23-3, 145 Moxley Road, two-lot subdivision, applicant owner, Sunmar, RAF Builders LLC. Dear Ms. Burdick, as you know, this office now represents the above reference applicant slash owner in regards to the above reference two-lot subdivision, which was approved by vote of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission on October 24th, 2023. The purpose of this letter is to request a 90-day extension period from the existing deadline for filing the approved plans with the Montville Town Clerk pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 8-25A. The availability of such an extension in an October 26, 2023 letter to my client from Liz Burdick, who states, who was then the Director of Land Use and Development. My understanding is that the next regular meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission will be on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2023, I believe you meant 24, and we respectfully ask that this request be placed on the Commission's agenda and that it be granted at that time. Please email me at johnbchaseplc@outlook.com should you have any questions concerning this request. Very truly yours, John B. Chase. This is a very common request on a subdivision plan. They are currently, Attorney Chase and the town attorney Willis are working out the deeds and the certificate of title, some wording on those documents. Once they get that worked out, then they can provide us with Mylars to sign and file on the town records. So they have requested their first 90-day extension. If you are in favor of granting that, I did put a motion in your packet.
Any questions for Meredith regarding this application? Okay. Would anyone like to make the motion that is included in the memo?
Okay, where the heck is it?
I make a motion to grant a 90-day extension of time to May 8, 2024, to file the approved Mylar plans for application PZ number 23 sub 3 at 145 Moxley Road, parcel ID 009-022-000 in Uncasville, Connecticut. Applicant and property owner, Summar slash RAF Builders LLC, for a two-lot subdivision plan entitled Subdivision Plan Prepared for Summar slash RAF Builders LLC, number 145 Moxley Road, Montville, Connecticut, prepared by Advanced Surveys LLC, dated 6/23/23, revised again on 10/16/23.
Second the motion.
Okay, so the motion was made by Commissioner Poole and seconded by Commissioner Stell. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the motion passes. Next is new business. We've got item 9A, which is 24 Site 1, 245 Route 32, parcel ID 070-010-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Western Group LLC for a site plan modification of 22 Site 2 for proposed reconfiguration of layout and elimination of phasing plan. This was submitted on January 11th of this year, received January 23rd, and a decision required by March 28th, 2024. However, it appears that the application has been withdrawn in a letter dated today. Meredith, what can you tell us about this?
We received a letter dated today, January 23rd, 2024, addressed to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission, Town of Montville, Planning Department, 310 Norwich, New England Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut, regarding site plan modification 245 Route 32, Wilton's Way Development. Dear Commission members, on behalf of the applicant, John Amano, we respectfully withdraw without prejudice our current site plan modification application before the Planning and Zoning Commission. We intend to resubmit this application before the next hearing. We appreciate your consideration in this matter and regret any inconvenience this may have caused. Respectfully, Fuller Engineering and Land Surveying, LLC, James Quill, PE Principal.
Thank you very much. No action needed on this item, so we can move on unless there are any comments or questions.
Where was that Route 32?
Where the big tree was with the birds.
Oh, the big tree with a bird, okay.
All right, moving on to item 9B, which is 22 Site 10, 303 Route 32, also known as 303, 307, and 309. Parcel ID is 070-004-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Lombardi Gravel LLC for a proposed phasing plan for multifamily development and associated site improvements. The application was submitted on January 18, 2024 and received January 23rd, and a decision is required by March 28, 2024. Meredith, what would you like to tell us about this application?
This application was approved with conditions on February 28th, 2023. It's for the site directly across from the town hall that's currently being turned into multi-family dwelling units. Mm-hmm. They're requesting a phasing plan. There's no changes to the approved plan. They're just making a phase one and a phase two because they have the larger building that used to be the office building. Mm-hmm. That is almost complete, and they want to be able to rent those units out while they finish the ones that were in the commercial building along the side. Mm-hmm. All of the site improvements will be part of phase one, and those will be completed before a CZC can be issued. But in order to issue a CZC, they need it to be phased for what's complete and what still needs to be worked on. Otherwise, they would have to wait until the entire site was complete. They have marked on the plan very detailed what phase one and phase two are going to be. So this is the building that used to be the office building.
Yeah, I know.
That's
all phase one.
That will be phase one with all the site improvements besides the sidewalk that goes in front of that building. I have prepared a motion. So choose the phasing plan.
Thank you. And you do recommend approval?
I do. This will get them able to occupy the building that's complete.
Any questions for Meredith? All right, would anyone like to make the motion suggested in the memo?
Is there any completion? Is there any way to lock a completion date or expected completion date in?
No, they have 5 years from the site plan approval.
Is that because we haven't given them a stipulation?
The Connecticut General Statute, if you approve a site plan, good for 5 years, and then you can come in for.
Yeah, but we haven't given them anything.
We did when we approved it on February 28th of 2020.
So we go to the default state plan. So that moves it into the state. The default then would be to the state 5-year plan. Because the town hasn't given them anything more specific.
The town is beholden
to general statutes. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Any other questions?
I do, because there's a lot of phase one stuff left to be done here. And if you look at phase two, there's a lot of phase one items that need to be complete in very close proximity to phase two. Are they planning on actually putting in the handicap signs, all that stuff next to the phase two project?
Yes. That has to be. The building department will not sign off on a CO without proper handicap.
Right next to the phase two project I'm looking at.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Because those are parking spots.
The building is already there.
No, I get that, right.
Mostly the work inside, but we can't sign off on it because.
Yep, okay. Thank you.
All right. Would anyone like to make the motion suggested in the memo?
Yeah, I'll make it. I make a motion to approve the phasing plan entitled Phase Plan, owner Lombardi Gravel LLC, 303, aka 303, 307, and 309, Norwich, New London, Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut, prepared by Green Site Design LLC, dated 8/12/22, revised to 1/18/24 for application site number number 22, site 10, approve the conditions on 228-23 for 303 Route 32, parcel ID 070-004-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. Applicant owner, Lombardi Gravel, LLC, for multifamily development and associated site improvements as shown on a plan entitled Multifamily Development 303, aka 303, 307, and 309, Norwich, New London Turnpike, Route 32, Uncasville, Connecticut. Prepared by Greensite Design, dated 8-12-22, revised to 2-22-23. All conditions of approval from 2-28-23 shall be met.
Thank you very much. The motion has been read.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so the motion was made by Commissioner Clark and seconded by Commissioner Desjardins. Any discussion? Okay, let's take a vote on that, please.
Commissioner Desjardins, for. Commissioner Sumner?
In favor.
Commissioner Stell?
In favor.
Commissioner Kobelik?
In favor.
Commissioner Lockton? Absent. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Commissioner Poole?
In favor.
And Chairperson Lundy?
In favor.
All in favor.
Okay. For an absent person.
The motion passes. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is the CEO report.
Stacey Redford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. The Zoning and Wetlands report from December 13, 2023 to January 23, 2024. There were a total of 153 inquiries. Total zoning permits opened at the beginning of this reporting period were 323. Certificates of zoning compliance with field inspections, so closed permits, were 24. Total field inspections were 23. Zoning permits issued were 22, 21 of which were approved and one is still pending. Total zoning permits currently open is 321. Zoning complaints and enforcements, new complaints or enforcements are 5. There's a total of 14 ongoing complaints or enforcements. There's a total of 2 complaints and enforcements that have been closed, and a total of 4 wetland complaints or enforcements. There were a total of 3 Inland Wetland Commission applications, all 3 of which have been approved, and no ZBA applications.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Stacey?
I'm interested in the 50 Jerome Road. How many other or stay on that where there's 3 families living in a 1-family house? That doesn't sound right, and I think we have a lot of that in town.
Yes. We are actively working with the building department in Fire Marshal's office.
Yeah, I know one house already.
All right. Thank you, Stacey. Moving on to the Land Use Director report.
None.
Okay. Other business, there's also none. For correspondence, we've got Connecticut General Statute Section 8-3B referral, Town of Basra, dated December 11, 2023, regarding a zoning regulation text amendment for event venue standards.
This is a courtesy like we send out to the towns. I did look through it for event venues.
Next is a referral from the CT Siting Council dated January 8th, 2024 regarding a SmartLink letter dated December 26, 2023 regarding notice of exempt modification, antenna and RRU swap add at 57 Cook Drive.
We get these periodically. This month we've gotten 3 for different properties. Anytime that anything's going to be done to a tower, it has to go through the siting council. This one is for 57 Cook Drive, and they currently consist of 12 wireless antennas and the height of 180 feet on an existing 193-foot guy tower owned by Wireless Solutions. And they are looking to swap 12 antennas and 12 radios associated lines. This goes before the siting council. If we have any concerns, we could write them a letter. They are just swapping out some antennas. So see that there's anything that we need to send them a letter.
Next is a referral for Centerline Communications to the CT Siting Council dated January 9th, 2024, regarding notice of exempt modifications for 71 Moxley Hill Road.
Same thing. This one is proposing AT&T desires to modify its existing telecommunication facility by replacing 6 antennas, adding 3 antennas, removing 6 TMAs, removing 6 diplexers, and adding 1 remote radio unit, as more particularly detailed in the enclosed drawings. Again, I don't see how this will adversely affect us.
Thank you. Then finally, there's a referral, Robinson and Cole, to the CT Siting Council, dated January 8th, 2024, regarding notice of exempt modification for facility modification 71 Moxley Hill Road.
This is Selco on the same property. They're intending to modify by replacing 9 antennas and 6 remote radio heads, and with 9 new antennas and 6 new radio heads on their existing antennas.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for Merida? Great.
Doing a great job.
Thanks.
Here. All right, there's no executive session this evening, so I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I see you still got my book there.
Yes.